And welcome, everybody, to episode 718 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Break Band the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you? Break is in top form. How about you, Eric? You doing good, man?
Mostly.
All right. Well, that's good. Mostly is acceptable. For sure. It's going to be a heck of a week for the show. We've got plenty of new game news announcements. We're going to get into round two of our worst movie we've ever seen tournament. What else is there? The Stinkos are going to be outstanding, as always. And this is a monumentous occasion, guys, because my sweeto is going to blow everybody's mind. I never thought I would say this person's name and sweeto in the same sentence ever, but it's going to happen today. You guys are going to have to stick around for that. With that being said, why don't we get into the news, guys? You game?
Yeah.
Breaks like All right. Let's just get through this stuff here.
RPG news.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Okay, all the news is from Gamatsu, because I figured I wanted to cover most of the stuff that was covered in the VGA Awards, because that was the only real RPG news we got this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, from Gamatsu, we've got a release date for Final Fantasy 16. It's launching June 22nd next year. That's really it.
I'm really excited. Now, is this like a standalone? Is it like one of those MMO things, man?
This is just a single player game.
Okay, I'm good. I'm down. I might get this day one.
The only thing that gives me trepidation is how they're leaning really hard on the ultra dour edgelordy bullshit, which I don't think serves Final Fantasy very well, and it's giving me Type Zero vibes. And considering somebody that worked on Type Zero is the director of this game,
well,
doesn't fill me with confidence either.
I don't know, Eric. I agree for the most part with that, but I like darker edged kind of type of stuff. So, I mean, from what I've seen, it looks pretty fantastic. I mean, I think it's a wait and see type of deal.
Enjoy it, but and probably for reasons that I didn't initially have.
Yeah. Freak 5 is in chat. He says, "Hello, Grinders, taking a poop at work. LOL. I poop today."
It's so hard for Square to make a Final Fantasy that is more like Bravely Default. I mean, that's kind of why they made Bravely Default, but, you know, I kind of don't want that sometimes.
I'm kind of digging the way
I want a nicer middle ground between modern Final Fantasy and something like Final Fantasy 9.
Yeah. I could see that, Eric, but I'm kind of digging the combat, man. I mean, the combat looks pretty dynamic and pretty cool, man. I don't know. It's
gotta be better than the combat in 15.
Yeah,
that was so generic. The combat in that was generic as fuck. It was basically just hit the action button over and over.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah.
Well, from what I can tell, it's playing a lot more like Devil May Cry.
Yeah, yeah. It does look a little Devil May Cry-ish, which may be okay. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I kind of like the aesthetic of it. I mean, it's a little darker.
Oh, yeah. I guess if we want to, we could talk about what you get with the Collector's Edition, which is a Square Enix store exclusive.
Go ahead.
The full game, obviously, and then the Collector's Box. And the stuff that you get in the Collector's Box is a premium statue, which is Phoenix versus Ifrit, metal Econ pin collection. I guess the Econs are the summons in this game. So they had to come up with a new name for these summons in this game, I guess. But a special Clive Rosefield steel bookcase. So I'm guessing you're getting the game and the steel book, and you can choose whether or not you put it in that thing. a cloth map of Valisthea, and an endgame weapon, Bloodsword, which will probably be outmoded almost immediately.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Like these things usually are.
Yeah, anything that you get, like, up front, it is, like, I mean, like, one level, and you're like, oh, this is useless. So, you know, you find something else right away that's way better.
But at the same time, like, don't you kind of want that? Like, you
maybe you can get a blood sword too later in the game. So it's like, stronger and more viable later on.
Wait, what'd you say, Break?
I was saying, like, that's what we want, so it's really pointless just giving us weapons at the end of a game.
I agree.
You know, you want better weapons. Like, you're just going through an RPG. That's what you always want, better weapons.
It's weird, upper. Though, because mm-hmm. this is the fabled Scarlet Steel of Firion, hero of Final Fantasy II, which is kind of funny, because Final Fantasy, the way Final Fantasy II's design is that the characters don't have specific weapon types, and the Bloodsword's a weapon you can get multiple of, but you get them towards near the end of the game.
In
the original Final Fantasy II, it was useful because the final boss is somehow weak to it, considerably.
I have to say that Special Edition does look really nifty. I mean, it does look cool. How much
is that going to? Also, a digital mini art book and a digital mini soundtrack.
How much is that going to set us back? Is there a price on that, Eric?
It doesn't list it. You'd probably have to go to the website to find out.
Yeah, it's probably going to be like $200, but it does.
And
look,
there's the digital edition, which is standard and deluxe, which is just the other. None of the other stuff, but you get the digital mini art book and soundtrack.
Yeah.
So is it a full soundtrack or just like a short
list? It's going to be a short list, man. I mean,
and the pre-order bonuses are Braveheart, which is a weapon from Final Fantasy, and Keatsith Charm, which increases the amount of gil you can get when equipped. So I guess that could be useful.
That's useful.
I always like more money.
And Scholar Spectacles, which increases the amount of experience points you gain when equipped.
That's helpful too, especially at the beginning. So that's a helpful thing. So it's kind of cool. I don't know. I might pick this up. It's been a while since I picked up a Final Fantasy at launch.
$70 for this game, though, because every game is going to be $70 now.
No, I know. I know. Even Microsoft said that's their model going forward too. So. You know, whatever. All right, anything else, Eric, before?
And there's a list of the voice cast, but nah, I don't want to get
all right,
that.
Break, next story, please.
Come to us live from Gamatsu. Armored Core 6, Fires of Rubicon, announced for PS5, Xbox Series, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. And that's it. Sometime 2023.
Yeah, I was checking out the trailer, but the trailer, for whatever reason, is not playing. There it is. It looks cool. Looks good. I mean, that's not much, not much to say right now, but it's looking okay.
There's no date, but since they're announcing it in December, I'm guessing we're probably not going to see it until later in the
next. Probably.
I'm going to say fall.
Yeah.
Or summer.
I mean, it's like a post-apocalyptic, wasteland type Armored Core game. So if you're into the Armored Core games, you're
now,
probably going to
I watched a VOD video. I haven't watched all of it, but they made some suggestions that maybe the game has some Souls elements in it still.
Okay. All right, anything else on that, Break?
Mm-mm.
All right, as soon as my story loads here, then I will be able to tell you that, coming to us live from Gamatsu, Remnant 2 announced for PS5, Xbox Series, and PC. So, due in 2023. They don't really give
us... It was just called Remnant 2 when it's supposed to be a sequel.
Remnant from the Ashes 2. Yeah, I know. I mean, how that when I was confused about this story, because I was like, does this have anything to do with Remnant from the Ashes? And it, of course, it's the sequel. But, I mean, that's kind of sucky that they did it that way. But there's some key features: combat experience, new worlds to explore, endless replayability, and new archetypal progression. And there is a trailer, and I'm looking at it. I mean, graphically looks great. I mean, it looks pretty intense, but they're trying to make it more Souls-like. You can tell. I mean, that's
well, the first game was basically Souls but with guns.
Yeah. So, but this one even takes it to the next level. Looks like, so.
I mean, it looks like it's more Souls because there's more melee focus.
Yeah, more melee, and then it also, like, the aesthetic makes it look more like Bloodborne to me than, with the darkness, and I don't know. I mean, I know it's...
The level of, it looks like, clearly, the society is advancing its post-apocalyptic structure because before, people were just kind of, like, scavenging, but now they've actually rebuilt, and now they're back to like a medieval like setting.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's it on that. Eric, next story, please. This is exciting, Breakman. I should have given this one to you, but Eric, go ahead and read this.
Diablo 4 has got a release date of June 6th, which is bothersome to me because I've been reading some things that suggest that the development's rather constrained right now, and they're going to be on Death March, and the game's probably going to release way too early and have a ton of problems.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, that's par for the course for almost any developer now, because as long as you can put a day one patch, everything's okay, Eric. Mm-hmm. Didn't you know that?
Unless they aren't, because it might be a Cyberpunk situation or a Pokemon situation.
Right. So, you know, whatever. I mean, that's the bed they lie in. I mean, I'm looking forward to Diablo 4, but hell if I'm going to buy it on day one just for that reason. I mean, I like it. I like the Diablo series. It's really good, but, you know, I'm with you. I know there's going to be issues, but, you know, whatever. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
I'd rather play on the Game Pass and not have to buy it at all.
I agree. I mean, I don't have Game Pass, but so I'll buy it when it goes on sale for sure. You know, and it will go on sale. Trust me, it will.
I'm still waiting for Diablo 3 to hit Game Pass.
Yeah, Diablo 3 is really good. I really like it. I enjoyed my time in Diablo 3. Diablo 2,
but that may or may not happen based on something I got later.
Yeah. All right, Break. You're up.
Come to us live from Gamatsu. Baldur's Gate 3 launches in August 2023. There's a collector's edition, which I'm scrolling down here, see if I can find what it says. It includes the Mind Flayer versus Drow Battle Diorama, and it's got a whole description on it, which I'm not going to get into. A hardcover art book, character sheets, a cloth map, tadpole keyring. Okay. Stickers, that's the friend. I like stickers. Magic the Gathering booster pack, collector's edition certificate. Oh, a certificate of authenticity. Oh, wow. And Baldur's Gate 3 D20. So you get a D20 dice with it. That's kind of cool.
That is cool. I like that. That's a nice touch. It's a really nice touch.
Can we use the die in the game?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's like one of those, like, remember those things that Nintendo had that you put on the.
Like, attachment that you put on your controller,
yeah,
and then you like hold up the number to it,
just like those amiibos for Nintendo. You just put it on your and it automatically rolls a d20. I mean, that actually would be a pretty decent idea, man.
You can only do it once per day, though.
Once per day.
just like the amiibos.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Anything else on that Break?
Yeah, I mean, this collector's edition seems really cool. I'm not seeing a price.
Yeah, no price yet because it's. I mean, look, August of 2023. They're probably deciding how much can we rate people. I mean, charge
point.
People for this.
You have
know?
A very good point.
Yeah. So, all right. Next story comes to us from Gamatsu as well, as it loads up here. Come on now. Death Stranding 2 announced for PS5. I think we all knew Death Stranding 2 was, you know, going to be a thing at some point. The first one did really well. Walking Simulator 1 did really good. So why wouldn't they do Walking Simulator 2? So, you know. So there you go.
He makes like an offshoot called Line Simulator, where it's just people standing in line.
Line Simulator, that'd be pretty awesome. Oh man, I mean, it's going to be more Death Stranding, right? I mean, I don't know how much more you can advance that story.
You're not playing as Norman Reedus, that's for sure.
Yeah,
well, he's in the game, but he's not the main character.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't understand where he was going with the first one, to be honest. I mean, it didn't make much sense to me. I know Kojima's kind of way out there when it comes to storytelling, but even he's a little too obtuse for my liking sometimes, so, you know, whatever. All right, let's see. Let's go to the next story. Eric.
Excuse me. The Forspoken demo's out, and that's it, really.
Okay, there you go. Forspoken demo is out. What systems does it say? PlayStation?
It's a PS5 game.
All right. It's a PS5 exclusive, so there you go, until it goes to PC in about 6 months. All right, Break, next story.
Coming to us live from Umatsu, The Last of Us Part I, and I'm calling it I because it's Roman number one. Just put a number one in there.
Right.
For PC launches on March 3rd, 2023. So there you go. It's going to be $59.99 instead of $60. Instead of $70. So yay. Yes.
Yeah.
Let me see here. This is going to be a rebuilt for PlayStation 5 version, a fateful remake, and an all-new experience wrapped in the one, according to this.
All-new experience?
Overall, the original experience, faithfully reproduced, but incorporating modernized gameplay mechanics, improved controls, and expanded...
This is a giant lie, because yeah. It's exactly the same as the old.
I know. It looks exactly the same.
With slightly prettier graphics.
Yeah, this game was... it's not like a complete rebuild like Demon's Souls, right? Like what Bluepoint did with Demon's Souls. It's purely a cash grab. I mean, it's just ridiculous. This is a ridiculous remake. Was anybody like screaming for a fucking Last of?
Hold on, Eric. Demon's Souls kind of occupies the same remaster remake space that Crisis Core also inhabits, because it's more than a remaster, but it's not quite a remake.
Yeah, I agree. But it was awesome, and I loved it. I loved every second of that. Remaster, remake, whatever you want to call it, man. But this, like, I mean, nobody's calling for this at all. Nobody.
Well, it's a budget title, only $60.
Yeah, only $60 instead of the $70 that they're charging for
digital only, I guess.
Fuck that, man. I'm good. I'm good on that. I'll wait till it's like $5 and then I'll buy it. You know, $5-$10, depending on how much money I got in my wallet. But yeah, this is definitely nothing that I'm gonna.
You need a chucky PC to play this version anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't play PC games, but I'll wait till the PlayStation 5 drops it to $10, and then I'll buy it. I mean, Last of Us Part 1, you know, the original is perfectly okay. I played it on the PS4, no problem. No problem at all, man. So dumb. All right.
Like I said, it has accessibility options, but you shouldn't have to buy a completely new version of the game to do
right.
that.
They should just put a patch on the one. Yeah, exactly. All right. In other news from Gamatsu, as soon as this thing loads up, a new Bayonetta game, I'm assuming. Bayonetta Origin Cereza and the Lost Demon announced for the Switch, so...
March 17th is the release date,
I think. March 17th, 2023. So that's kind of cool. I mean, I think it's a cutesy version of Bayonetta. I mean, it is the best way you can put it, because obviously, you know, the Switch can't handle the graphical prowess of either of the major systems. So, you know, get what you get.
Yeah, it's also, you're playing as a little girl version of Bayonetta.
Yeah,
so
I know. It's like...
it kind of has got a storybook, like, feel and aesthetic to it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks interesting.
And puzzle solving instead of action game.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting looking title. You know, it kind of reminds me, it has sort of you know, elements of the I always forget the name of that game, the one with the wolf, Eric, you know what I'm talking about. Little elements like
Okami?
That. Okami. Like how it opens up the world with color and stuff, you know. That's kind of what it reminds me of, but, you know, in Bayonetta style, I guess.
I'm calling this game Babynetta baby metal, and yeah. All it's like cute little girls doing music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a cool idea. It might be a great game, but I don't think Bayonetta fans are clamoring for this particular
Well, nobody knew this would happen. So.
I know. All right. Let's see. Who did this one? Who did the last one? Was it me?
I think it's my turn.
All right, go for it.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Great.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Returnal coming to PC in early 2023. Previously, it was a PS5 exclusive. So there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
You skipped one.
That's okay. I'll do it. I'll go to the next one, which is Hades 2. Has been announced for the PC. I mean, that's kind of weird that they would just say PC. It's an early access.
And eventually everywhere else once it leaves early access.
Yeah. Well, that's what I just question that. The other thing I question, this is the first time that they've delved into a sequel.
Probably wanted to do more Hades, and they realized that they couldn't just make an expansion
one game.
On the original.
Probably. But key features: Battle Beyond the Underworld, Master Witchcraft, and Dark Society mingle with more gods, ghosts, and monsters. Every run is its own adventure. Perks of Immortality, so you can get permanent upgrades, which is almost every RPG. Signature Super Giant style, which everybody loves. We need to get Kasavin back on the show, Eric. We had a really good interview with Greg Kasavin a few years ago that people really enjoyed. I think we need to get, it's about time to get Kasavin back on RP Grinders. But this is exciting. This is their first foray into into sequel territory, and that'd be one of the first questions that I would ask. But hopefully we can get Greg on. He's a really, really nice guy. Every interview I've ever seen with Greg is super positive and good, and just a good dude all the way around. He was a journalist for a long time before he got into game development, and I wish nothing but the best for him, because he's just a super, super good dude. Always been good to Grinders, so hopefully we can get him back on to talk Hades 2 and other upcoming stuff. And maybe I can ask, now that, we've broken down the sequel wall, if we can get a Bastion sequel. Because, Bastion is fucking fantastic. But have you ever played Bastion, Break?
For a moment.
It's a good game, man. Should finish it. It's real easy to finish. If I can finish that fucking game, you can. But good stuff. All right. Anything else you guys want to comment on that? Hades 2?
Right. I think we're more likely to see Pyre go to other platforms.
Yeah. I know. I can wish and hope, and I can try to influence Greg. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All right. Eric, next story.
Next story is Dead Cells has got Castlevania DLC. Yeah.
How does that work?
It's Dead Cells is already kind of like a Castlevania game in certain aspects.
Yeah, I understand.
So all they have to do is, like, just ask Konami, hey, can we put, like, Dracula and shit in a portion of the game, or make it a standalone type thing? I don't know.
I want to see gameplay of this, man, but they don't. They're not showing.
Yeah, they just showed animatic, and that was it.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's no gameplay, man, which really sucks. But I mean, I guess that's a cool.
Maybe the whip sub weapon in the game will just become more powerful when you fight vampires and shit.
I guess, man. I don't know. But, I mean, it's a cool idea. I mean, I guess if we can't have a proper Castlevania game, which... What was the last Castlevania to be released? Does anybody know?
That mobile game.
Yeah. I mean, we need a proper Castlevania game. Konami should just sell all their properties and just stick to their pachinko bullshit, you know? Maybe they just get licensing rights to the... pachinko machines, while somebody that cares about their fucking, IPs can do the games justice. Maybe Atlas. No,
like, other companies are rushing to, like, do remakes of all their products and stuff like that. Konami's like, we do games? Really?
I don't remember that. You know, they make so much money, Break, off of their slot machines. It's ridiculous, man. I mean, they're like the big dogs in Vegas now when it comes to slot machines. They really are. I mean, if you look at any slot machine, most of them are fucking Konami machines. They make a ridiculous amount of money on those fucking casino machines. And pachinko in Japan, for sure. I mean, those machines make a shit ton of money. They're not interested in making video games.
They had a reputation of making a ton of, like, on arcade games.
Yeah. Open world Castlevania would be amazing. I'm not big on open world, but that would be a fucking badass game, Freak 5, no doubt, you know. All right, let's see. I did that one, so I think it's Eric's turn.
Vampire Survivors is now available for mobile devices.
Yay, like anybody was, super
interested. Shut up. Everybody that plays this game swears by it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, Eric? Have you played it?
No, because I've been busy playing other things.
Other better things. Probably.
I know once I get into it, I probably will not be able to quit for a while.
You think so? Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's high praise.
This was on other systems before it was a mobile phone.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I guess. Okay. And then, Brake, you get the honor of the last story.
Oh, coming to us live from Gamatsu. Federal Trade Commission sues to block Microsoft from acquiring Activision Blizzard. Dun, dun, dun. So the $68.7 billion deal, the federal government is fighting it to stop it. So
I think this is a good thing. I mean, it's just a shame that it took something, you know, an acquisition this big to make the government do anything. Because they normally don't. I mean, look at all the fucking big ass mergers. I think what do we got? Like three choices of cell phone companies, and I think two of those are planning a merger. So, I mean, if people don't think we have monopolies in the United States, you got another thing coming.
It's different. It's done differently. We don't have like the monopoly of the true sense of the word.
Right.
Instead of like what they do is instead of getting all one industry, they take big parts of other industries.
Yep. Yep. So they
anyway, you want me to read the
yes, FTC? Go ahead.
Microsoft is already, this is from Holly Vindova from FTC. Yeah. Microsoft has already shown that it can and will withhold content from its gaming rivals. Today we seek to stop Microsoft from gaining control over a leading independent game studio and using it to harm competition in multiple dynamic and fast-growing gaming markets. Activision is one of the only very small number of top video game developers in the world that create and publish high-quality video games for multiple devices, including video game consoles, PCs, and mobile devices. It produces some of the most iconic and popular video game titles, including Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, Diablo, and Overwatch, and has combined 154 million monthly active users around the world. Holy shit, that's shit. According to the FTC's complaint, Activision currently has a strategy of offering its games on main devices regardless of producer.
There's kind of an update to this story. But apparently the EU's mentioned that the language they were using to try to sue Microsoft was actually like misleading, or that they didn't read the fine print on what this deal entailed and whether or not they could actually do it or not. But I honestly don't care. If the FTC manages to block the sale, it's a good thing, because corporations should not be merging like this.
I agree 100%, Eric. Like, and Brake, you brought it up earlier. Here's where they get away with it, right? There's two separate ways. Like, Activision Blizzard's probably the biggest company, gaming company in the world. Maybe right. EA is slightly bigger, right? But if you have one of the companies, whether it be Sony or Microsoft or Nintendo, buy out that company, then they instantly can fuck everybody else by making everything exclusive to their consoles. So then, and we talked about this, Brake. We're both not for like exclusives, right? We want everything to be played on every platform.
Yep.
That would be the preferred method, right? I mean, I think it would suck to play a Nintendo game on a Sony device because the controls are different, and once we got over that butthurt notion of you know what we prefer to play a game on, then we can fucking move on with our life, and we can, you know, be free to buy a game on any system that we like. But now, as it stands now, there's three major companies that everybody are beholden to, right? You got Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo. And Nintendo, you know, for as good as it does, I don't think Nintendo's going to be around for much longer, because they've been kind of hedging towards Microsoft a little bit, if you guys haven't noticed over the past 2-3 years. They're playing real nice with Microsoft, kind of like flirting with the idea of maybe putting, you know, some Nintendo stuff on Microsoft's platforms. If that happens, then Sony's pretty much cooked, and they might just make a deal with Microsoft, and then we would just have, you know, Microsoft as the king of everything. But I just think that you know, there's different ways of doing monopolies. Like in the cable industry, even though there's like three or four different cable outlets, like out east, you got, what is it, Cox Cable, I think, out there, or Spectrum, or one of them. It's Cox, Spectrum, and Comcast, right? Yeah. But the difference is each region is a monopoly, right? Right where I'm at, you have Comcast, or you basically have nothing, because Comcast has the, you know, the super high speed stuff, and they can charge whatever the fuck they want, and nobody regulates them. So it's bullshit. It fucking sucks, man. Monopolies in general, they're like mini monopolies, right? And that's what Microsoft would create when they take over Activision Blizzard. And by the way, make no illusion, this merger is going to happen whether the FTC does this or not. I mean, it's not going to matter. So they'll come to some sort of agreement where they agree to, like, give some concession.
Do you think they look at the if the FTC would rather try to lobby to change the laws?
Yeah, but they exactly.
Microsoft so companies what they did last time.
Yep.
Can't just give the freedom to do this whenever they want anyway.
What were you saying, Brake?
What they'll do is they'll split off part of their company and eventually just buy it back.
Yeah, absolutely. And there'll be nothing. I mean, and it'll be a small portion. It'll be like the Activision Indie section will be, you know, its own entity for about maybe 6 months, and then Microsoft will just buy that, and there won't be any problems anymore because it's not a huge acquisition. So the FTC is just going to be like, eh, that's just a little tiny acquisition. That's the way they get around all this shit. There's always fucking loopholes.
Well, that, and they pay the politicians.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lobbying is a big part of it, too. I think Eric mentioned that. No doubt. It sucks. Freak5 says he's been playing Dragon Crown, which is an awesome game. I love that game. So, all right. That's the news. And no homie discounts this week. We're going to skip that. Breakman, did we get anything in your section this week? No. I thought Bernie sent...
I did.
Bernie sent you something.
Just now, but...
Oh, you just now sent it?
15 minutes ago.
Oh, she sent you something 15 minutes ago, and that's supposed to give you enough time, Breakman.
I forgot to send
it. I'm gonna play your music, Breakman, while you, you know, look at your Twitter account. Jesus, Bernie, what's wrong with you? Jeez. Golly. You would think like you're, you know, part of the show or something. God. Wrong with you? Dare you? Dare you? Stinko this week. All right, Breakman, did you have a chance to?
Okay.
I do apologize for my other half's unwillingness to give you this like well before the show, so you could prepare.
3 days this is fine. Eric didn't give me his list until Friday last week, so this is fine.
All right, what you got, Break?
I forgot about it.
That's what they all say.
This is from Bernie, and you know, we're all getting older, so my question is, what do you do if your hip pops during the big sex?
Yeah.
What the fuck is the big sex?
Can you, hold on, she's here. Can you explain that, Bernie? What is the big sex?
You know, like when you're really excited, and you're like getting it on, and you haven't done it for a while, and... You think you're going to have, like, the hottest sex ever, and then your hip locks.
Oh, okay. There's your explanation, Break.
So, but what's small sex, then?
Oh, hold on. What's small sex, Bernie? Like a quickie?
Probably fingering.
Yeah, like a quickie.
Oh, Eric said fingering. Is that...
Yeah. That'd be acceptable.
Looks like half sex.
Okay, yeah. There you go. Half sex. Little sex or half sex? What is the difference?
What are we having tonight?
Oh, God, stop it. Get out of here.
Bye.
All right. Breakman, what is your answer to that?
So what do you do if your hip pops during the big sex? Well, that means you've got to get on the bottom at that point. The other person has to do all the work. It's just in the rules. It's in the rule book, I'm pretty sure. I mean,
maybe
the other option is going to be more expensive, and probably don't have the technology for you, but you can always get a robo hip.
A robo-hip, yeah, there we go. I thought, you know, maybe while you recover, maybe fingering, like Eric said, would be in order. I mean, that might be an option, you know. I mean, because you can't really use your hips, right?
I mean, if you really love them, you could buy them a prostitute. I mean, you can't buy a prostitute.
Right, well, I mean, you could buy hours with a prostitute.
Yeah, yeah, you could buy their time. But.
Right. I mean, I guess if you had enough money, if you were a billionaire, you could buy a prostitute, you know.
No, that's if you want a good quality one. You can go get a cheap one.
You do ham stuff, Freak 5 says. I love it, man. All right, anything else on that break?
Try not to break your goddamn hip, Jesus.
Right. You run a prostitute, Freak says. I agree, man. All of these answers are acceptable. Fingering, we heard from Eric. Running a prostitute from Freak 5. Break says get on the bottom. I think they're all acceptable, right, Break? I mean, I think that would be.
Yeah. I don't think there's a bad answer for once, you know? It's a first.
Did you know that Little Debbie has a new snack, Freak 5 says? I feel a joke coming here, Freak 5. What is it? All right, let's move on to reviews.
RP Grinders, reviews.
I know. Stop talking about food, man. I'm hungry. All right.
Yeah, you haven't sent us your picture of your meal yet.
Shut up! I don't want to. God damn it, man. Now he's going to fucking send me one on my phone. And I'm, you know, fuck. Ugh. Okay. Actually, shit, I skipped fucking what we've been playing. What have you been playing, Break?
I've only been playing Friday the 13th. That's it. I haven't played any other games this week.
That's okay, man. I mean, shit.
I'm in the, I think I'm a level 131 now, so less than 20 to go to get to the 50.
Oh, that's cool. And then any other updates on kills? Did you get any of the ones you need?
Actually, I did. Now you mention it. Let me see. Last week I had 91%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really pleased with myself. I'm up to 92%.
Wow, you got another kill.
Apparently.
that's cool, man. I mean, shit.
I was looking at it like, oh man, I thought there was only like one or two kills left. I only got 1% for that.
I know, right? Freak said that must mean that there's like 10 left.
Yeah.
Is it like an it's like an oatmeal cream pie, only instead of oatmeal cookies, it's Snickerdoodle cookies. Ooh, that sounds kind of good, man. Shut up, Freak 5. God
damn
it.
What are you talking about cream pies for?
You're making me hungry, Freak.
I know. You're making me hungry for sex and food.
No, it's oatmeal cookies.
Slagar, what's up, buddy?
Nice to have you in there. Some people could get hungry for a cream pie.
I mean, I'm always hungry for cream pies. All right.
Did somebody cut that clip out?
All right. Let's see. Eric, what have you been playing?
A lot of stuff. I played a little bit more of the Valus collection. Still getting through the first Valus game. And I completed God of War Ragnarok and got the Platinum.
Oh, shit, that's awesome.
And I played and completed Firewatch, and I'll have reviews of those hopefully in the next couple days, because I didn't get around to it this week.
Yeah, make sure you check the feed. RPGrinders.podbean.com. Eric puts on some really good audio reviews of games that on there, so make sure you check that out.
And then I got an Xbox code for Grime, because of their console release. And I think the game needs some optimization work, at least on the platform I'm playing it on, because there's some screen tearing and inconsistent frame pacing. And the only other game I've played is This Way Madness Lies, which is the newest game from Zeboid.
Ooh, that's cool. All right. So far, you liking it, Eric?
Yeah.
All right. I've been playing a little bit of Titanfall 2 again. I'm kind of stuck, man. I'm in this place where there's these, like, fucking firebomb dudes. Like, I don't know. It's kind of a difficult little spot.
The only hard spot I remember in Titanfall 2 was that you're, like, in a building, and you're trying to get out of the building, and you're getting attacked by everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what is going on right now. But
I think you can't get. You're on foot. You don't have your robot.
Yep. I'm on foot, and
That's probably you're probably in that spot.
Yeah, it fucking sucks.
You're stuck in that spot too.
Yep. So that's pretty tough. And it keeps. I don't know if I should just like run or what the fuck I'm doing wrong. But it's.
If I remember right, you just have to kill him.
So it's one of those where you have to kill everything. Yeah,
okay. If I remember right, but it's been on.
All right, well, then I'll just have to do that. But all right, let's move on to reviews. Blake, did you have any reviews this week?
No.
All right, Eric, any reviews? I didn't see any.
No. Right. I watched an anime, but I wanted to watch the movie to go along with the anime, so we could talk about it then.
All right, maybe next week. I do, real quickly, I watched, there's this series of movies called Feast 1, Feast 2, and Feast 3. They're pretty fun. I haven't finished 3, so I'll just basically go off of Feast 1 and 2, but they're pretty much gore-fest, and anything nasty that can happen in that basically happens. Like, you know, in part two, there's a, I don't know if it's an alien or just a monster that, you know, is basically coming all over the place, and that's, like, you know, kind of the thing that it does. What is Freak 5 showing me? He's showing me something here. Hold on. Anything is a pillow if you're tired enough. The cat's laying on the dog. Are those your pets, Freak 5? That's kind of cute. That's really cute. I can't show it on screen because it just comes from a text message, but that's really cool. Mm. Okay.
No, I haven't even had time to watch Willow.
Yeah.
And the series is only like 2 weeks old at this point.
So. Did anyone review Willow yet, Slagar asked. No, not yet, Slagar. I haven't got, like, I'm with Break. I haven't gotten to it. I've been really, really busy. I'm busy most weeks, but I am going to try to watch it because I am curious, but, you know. But anyways,
Original Willow movie on Disney Plus right now?
Yes, I believe. I'm pretty sure. Feast is basically about monsters. I don't know if they're aliens or if they're monsters, but they're these gnarly beasts, and the little ones seem to want to procreate with everything, up to and including, like, in part two, one of the little monsters grabs a cat and basically has its way with it. But it does it with humans as well. If it spits any of its juices on you, then that's like an acid that slowly eats your skin, which is a really interesting aspect of these monsters, actually. But that's the reason for all the fluids. Like, it's like, you know, kind of like, it's just a ick fest, pretty much. With it's kind of tongue-in-cheek. I don't know if it's intentionally set up to be comedic at points, but I think it is. Because in 2, they ratchet up the stupid. Like, in 2, they have, like, these two little people that are, like, pro wrestler, like, Lucha Libre-style wrestlers. And they take one of these, towards the end of the movie, they take one of these little persons, and they put, he looks like Vern Troyer, but in a way, but they put him in this slingshot thing, which the two women take off their bras, which I really appreciated. But they use it as sort of like a catapult, and they're trying to get this guy to a different building because they're on the roof of a building, and it's as ridiculous as it sounds. Of course it didn't work. The guy, like, falls in the middle of the road and the monsters get him, but, and it's kind of a funny little deal, but, how dare you, Break Man, son of a bitch. You don't think I watch chat, do you, son of a bitch? But it's really good so far. I mean, I'm digging it. It's not the greatest thing in the world I've ever seen, but I so far I would give part one, like a 7.5 out of 10. Part two's a little less great. I would say a 7 out of 10, but still really good and still fun to watch. Part 3, I haven't finished, about halfway through that, but it's, you know, it still goes along the same lines. And the good thing that I appreciate about this series, guys, is that it picks up right where each leaves off. So there's, like, no bullshit with these movies, which I think most movies, we talked about this before, Break. Yep. I wish there would be more series of movies like this that would just pick up directly where the last one left off. And these three movies do exactly that. So that's actually in its favor. So it's really cool. So, all right, let's move to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, Breakman. You have a bunch, so let's get
to it. I have a bunch. I'm going to start off with the one I just added earlier today.
Okay.
Because I just saw it before this show started. What's the only thing that the Republicans and Democrats ever agree on?
Defense budgets?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And their pay. One? Their own pay. They agree on that
as well. Oh, that too. Sorry, I forgot about that one. You're right, right. So those are the only two things they ever actually agree on. $858 billion.
Yeah, they raised it again.
I don't want to hear shit about we don't have any money in this country or like what. I'm tired of the excuses. Like, we apparently have plenty of fucking money in this country.
Oh, no doubt.
$900 billion on fucking the military again.
They could take 1/10 of that budget, Breakman, and we could all have health care, for instance. 1/10 of that budget would pay for all of which. That's what I thought government was supposed to do, Breakman. That was the promise that the government made in 1776, that it would take care of its people. None of that is happening anymore. The government doesn't give a fuck about anybody. They give a fuck about their own wallets and fucking over other countries. That's what they. You know what the United States wants to do? Take over the entire fucking world. That's what they want to do. You know, they got their tendrils in every other country, including this one, and it's fucking gross. The defense bill, I saw that break, and it's disgusting. Anyways, continue on, sir.
Next, let me see here. People might think, well, I'm surprised that's not in your Sweeto, but the Trump Organization was found guilty on all counts of tax fraud and all the other litanies of crimes they committed.
Ooh, can I guess why it's not, Breakman?
Sure.
$1.62 million. Is that
yep.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
$1.6 million
for a corporation that could probably make that back in a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Say well. This is going to open them up to litigation and stuff like that, and that's going to play out in the courts for years and years and years.
North Korea is nowhere near close to nuking the United States, Lagar. That's a big leap, man. I mean, you think that they're going to nuke the United States? That's insane. All right, go ahead.
And Frank said it's like 10%. Like, that doesn't necessarily mean we're going to cut off like support for like South Korea, for instance.
Right. It doesn't. All it does is just bloat the budget even more, man. It's bullshit.
See, that's the kind of argument they always give, like when you talk about cutting defense budget. Well, America's not safe. We're not going to be safe. How could you? You're trying to get us all killed and stuff like that.
You know how much much of our defense budget goes to protecting us against North Korea, Slagar? Absolutely nothing goes, because North Korea is going to do what North Korea does, right? We spend money giving money to South Korea to put them in check. That's it. So, and we shouldn't.
And look at all this $858 billion that they're going through right now. How much money did we spend in Afghanistan?
Oh, God. Don't get me started on Afghanistan.
Like, all the money over the years, like, they keep increasing the defense budget. That's, the money's getting wasted.
Yeah, it is. It's wasted. And you know what? People in the military will tell you that it's wasted, too. It's not just us. So, you know, whatever. I mean, they a lot of them don't even know why they are where they are. And don't tell me it's because, you know, secrets. I mean, come on, man. I mean, it's ludicrous. We're so much of a pussy, and I hate to use that term, we need $800 billion to protect us from what? When other countries, like, for instance, China, who has the biggest army in the world, uses half that budget. Half that budget. Less than half, and they're just fine. Obtuse. I'm not obtuse, Lagar. You know? I mean, come on, man. $800 billion to protect what? We're not protecting anything. We're using that defense to gather resources. That's it. When is the last time somebody even contemplated invading the United States? What is this? Invasion USA? Do we need to hire Chuck Norris to protect us? Fucking snowflakes.
It's imperialism.
Man.
You start a war somewhere, you wreck their shit, you steal whatever isn't broken.
Oh, but we have a Star Force now.
And you find some pretense to make the war happen in the first
place. I'm so happy we have a Star Force to protect us from, I don't know, aliens. I mean, we're so ahead of the curve, man. Oh, man. Because we spend that dinner. Well, what do we spend it on? We don't spend it on shit. Just defense budget. That's it. A tenth of that could help us all with healthcare. People suffering, dying in the streets because they can't afford a fucking, a lung transplant or whatever they need. Get out of here, man. Come on. All right, what else you got to break?
I wasn't saying, like, I'm not saying we cut defense, like, let's, like, not spend any money on defense.
That's not what I'm saying either.
I'm not saying that either.
No,
saying, I'm... like, we spent $858 billion. What if we spent maybe $500 billion?
Yeah. For instance? Yes, exactly. We could have our budget and still be the number one nation spending in defense.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. We have fucking bases in Germany, of all places. I mean, didn't the Germans learn their lesson after 1942? I mean, they haven't said shit since, right? They hate the fact that they were involved in that war. It's like ridiculous, man. We're like the fucking world police. It's dumb. It's just dumb. All right, what else you got, Brake?
Okay, let me see that. Next... We've talked about many times about like stuff like the gay, don't say gay bill and the attacks on cross dressers and transsexuals and the story time, for instance, like just all these attacks that are going on from people on the right, like Tucker Carlson and some really big proponent of it, like really anti-gay stuff is Ted Cruz.
Yeah, but this is sad.
He has a gay daughter, and yes. He's such a piece of shit. He drove his own daughter to cut herself.
Yeah, she almost killed herself.
You're such a piece of shit that you're more concerned with money than your family members.
Yep.
Fuck you, Ted Cruz. Fuck you.
Yep. Yep. Ted Cruz is a piece of shit. I think we all know that. What else you got, Brake?
Okay. And the other one, I think. You've kind of got it on your list, and mine kind of expands on what you're saying, so maybe I should wait until you do yours.
Okay, no problem. We'll wait until then. I think that's it for you right now, right, Brake?
Yep.
All right, Eric.
I got, like, three stinkos.
All right.
This is kind of a sweet-o, but knowing how the U.S. government works, it's probably going to go nowhere. But the Don't Say Gay Bill author has been indicted for money laundering.
Yeah, he'll probably get off.
Which sounds like a sweet-o, but, you know, indictments can lead to trials, but they always be not found not guilty of those trials. So,
yeah.
And these people are in a position where people are basically rewarded for failure.
You mean this bigoted piece of shit has some skeletons in his closet? Say it ain't so, Eric. He's a politician and he's got skeletons in his closet? Oh.
He's a Florida politician and the entire cabinet's also the GOP, so they're going to protect him any way they can.
Yeah. All right, what else?
Or it'll be a scapegoat for Ron DeSantis and his other activities.
Yeah, what else you got, Eric?
Anyways, I've got a link to that article if anybody wants to actually look at it. Because I know certain people might appreciate that on here. So, but there you go. But the other one would be Yuji Naka has been arrested once again. So, you know, last week we were talking about how there might be more of this story. And there is, just not in a good way. Because he apparently can't help himself. Because he's done this multiple times, and these are just multiple charges coming out.
Yeah, and it's looking...
The last one was about Dragon Quest Tag. This one was about the Final Fantasy VII, The First Soldier.
Yeah, it's looking worse and worse for Yuji Naka, man.
I don't know what's going on with the other two guys at Square that got busted for this.
Yeah, I don't know either. I haven't heard anything.
Maybe they just got busted for joining in on the Dragon Quest tag with him, and that's all they did. And he's got a lot more skeletons.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. What else you got, Eric?
And apparently, he was a very terrible director who basically just harassed the staff.
Yeah, it a lot of that's coming out about a lot of gaming heads of games.
It's not just gaming. It's everywhere.
Everywhere. I mean, it's capitalism at its worst, man. You know. All right,
but the last one was in on Tuesday. After work, I got into a car accident.
Yeah, I saw that, Eric. It was very unfortunate. Okay. Yeah.
No injuries, and it's just some frame damage. But it's kind of a weird story because the person... It was my fault because I didn't see them, but things that wouldn't have helped me see them is... Maybe if they had their lights on, I probably would have seen them. Plus, the fact I was extremely worn out from work that day because they ruined me ragged. And I had only just recovered from a 10-hour day the day previous. So I wasn't in exactly the best shape to be driving. So I should have just probably sat in the parking lot and just napped in my car.
But you can't do that, Eric, because then, you know, I mean... All you want to do is get home, man. You know, I mean, that's everybody after a day of work.
But
you know?
I think the driver wasn't the brightest person in the world because they were an 18-year-old who got their permit, and they were driving without a second driver. And from what they had to park at my workplace, because it happened right outside my workplace in the intersection where there was only one set of stop signs, by the way, on my side. Not on theirs. And I don't get why they don't have stop signs at every intersection place in the intersection.
Now that you said that, Eric, like, I would think that person would be at fault because without them, you know, driving, you wouldn't have been in that accident. So that's usually how it goes, man. Like, let the insurance companies fight about it. Like, you know, let them worry about who's at fault. That's what I would do.
I haven't heard back from them yet, but
yeah.
But so I gotta take my car in to get an estimate on Tuesday.
Yeah,
and who knows how long it'll take to fix it, but.
My premium
shouldn't go up too much because I haven't had an accident in the last 5 years. So,
yeah.
And if you've got okay insurance, it should cover a rental.
Yeah,
my deductible is only $250, which is a lot. And so my parents are probably going to help me because I just paid the $200 fine for the citation.
Yeah, well, I might not have paid that yet, but whatever, you did. But yeah, whatever, man. I mean, it is what it is. But
well, my court date was Tuesday, so I kind of had to. So. Yeah. Or Thursday, sorry.
I didn't
want to walk into there just to find out that I'm going to be forced to pay it anyway. So,
well, yeah, I might have done that, Eric. Just, you know, let them. I don't know. Next time, like, if that ever happens, like, just go into court, dude.
It gets better though, because like, I didn't know this, but apparently, according to the secretary in my workplace, they called her to ask her if they could park in the parking lot so they could work out our information so before they let us go. But apparently they arrested her because I think they were doing a couple drug tests, and I think she came positive, plus the fact that she was driving without a second driver. So,
well, there you go. I mean, you know, so.
And apparently took a menace off the road is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently. I think they lied to her by saying, like, that they were just going to let her stay in the car until her parents got home from work so they could pick her up, but I think they needed to hold her there. Because,
just to wait, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you mean the cops lied? Wow. Yeah. Freak says, I got new glasses today and nobody noticed. I took my mom to breakfast and sat across from her for 30 minutes and she didn't notice. Darn it.
How rude.
And it was overcast that day, so her light should have been on, even if it was light outside.
A freak just sent me a picture of spaghetti with meatballs and like garlic bread.
It was pretty dark at like 2:30.
Son of a bitch. Freak 5. Son of a bitch. Alright, is that it, Eric?
Yeah.
Alright, mine, my stinko, I'm going to do the second one first and then we'll discuss this, the first one break. But the second one is Kyrsten Sinema. The piece of shit senator from Arizona has now declared herself an independent instead of a Democrat, which, Breakman, you bring up a good point. Was she ever a Democrat to begin with? No, is the answer. She's.
I think it's a load of horse shit. She waited till after the election to pull this shit.
Right, right. And I think, I mean, it sucks because we're going to have to deal with 2 years of Kyrsten Sinema being a total fucking, like, we haven't dealt with her nonsense before. Right. Her and Manchin are the worst fucking politicians that Democrats, well, actually, they'd love this because now it, nothing will ever get done, period. Because Kyrsten Sinema,
her going independent is just proof that we need more parties.
So. Yeah, I agree. We need more parties, period. We need four, like, five, six, seven.
I can't go to Republicans because they don't like me. Yeah. I can't go to the Democrats because they know I'm a fake.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's like a bunch of bullshit, you know. All right, and then the first one that I have listed here and the one that Breakman probably wants to chime in on as well. I was really disappointed in Donald Trump's Constitution comments. And you know, the Republicans should really be up in arms over this, and most of them aren't. And I'm like, they're providing shade for him, and I don't understand why, because they're supposed to be...
My stinko is that everyone... every person on this in this country should be pissed about what he said.
I agree.
He talked, and the news media has downplayed what he said.
Yes, absolutely. And it, and it's,
Trump said we should suspend the Constitution. No, he did not.
He said terminate. Terminate. There was no suspend.
Different words, and even, I mean, you should be pissed off about him saying, if he said suspend, we should be pissed about that.
Now I know these are just words. But this is coming from a person that was once president of the United States, yes, and has...
His job was to uphold the Constitution.
Yes, and he has a chance to be president again, and it's looking more and more likely like he is because the Republicans are feckless, and DeSantis is their big champion right now that they're thinking of getting behind. But can you imagine the first primaries break? Trump will fucking destroy DeSantis. What's his name? Gilliam, who ended up being a piece of shit Democrat himself, tore DeSantis a new fucking asshole. And if not for the fucking Cuban Americans that always vote Republican, Gilliam would have been, which I don't know would have been much fucking better, but at least it would have been, you know, at least there would have been less, I don't know, racism and other bullshit that DeSantis wants to do. Especially with, when it comes to migrants.
He is openly a bigot. Like, he doesn't even try to hide it.
Right, he's a piece of shit. He's just as bad as Trump, right? But he's feckless. And Trump would fucking eat him for lunch. I'm going to call it right now, guys. 2024. If Trump is not convicted by then, which it doesn't look like he's going, because, you know, there's a bunch of feckless pieces of shit running the show right now in the Democratic Party.
And there are a lot of people still doing everything they can to protect him.
Right, right. Even on the Democratic side, let's not, you know, get that twisted.
That's a lot of people. I didn't say...
Right. So, for me, I'm calling it right now, Donald Trump is going to be president again. He's going to be president again. Just mark my words. So, any other thoughts, Breakman?
So
Taylor 2.0, yay.
Yeah. In 2 years, he'll be what, 78?
Yes. Yes.
And Biden will be 80?
82, I think.
82, right. Yeah. Like, fuck's sake. Come on.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, stinko for my sister.
Like, retired and enjoying their stay in prison, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Stinko for my sister. She has worked for the company for almost 10 years. I've been there almost 5 years. We realized this week that I am making a dollar more than her an hour. Oof.
Oh, shit.
And he just got a 50 cents raise. Yeah, 50 cents. I mean, don't spend that all in one place, Freak 5, you know? It's gross. All right.
Maybe I should call him Hitler 3, kind of like Web 3. How could it, you know, it's a massive ball failure.
Final thoughts on that, Breakman?
What were we talking about?
Oh, just the whole constitution thing, and
I know what we're talking about. I'm just like, I am absolutely pissed that nobody is really pissed about this.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I mean, the Constitution is more of an idea than an actual thing, Breakman. But it's everything that this country should be, right?
It's what we stand for. Like, yeah. The people in Congress are their job is to uphold the Constitution, and their boss just told them, "No, we're going to burn it or machine gun it, or we're going to fuck it up because I don't like what it's doing to me."
Right, right. And I
like, no, you're a shitty boss.
Yeah.
No.
I actually like the Constitution.
Well, no. It's either they're not saying his name, or they're avoiding it, or, well, what's his name? Even it's like, yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
That guy whose family even hates him, he's so bad.
Yeah, let's get into Sweetos, because I'll talk a little bit more about this.
Dude, break. What does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweeto of the week!
All right, Sweeto of the week, Breakman, what you got?
I've got two. One goes to thank God that insane man Herschel Walker did not get elected.
Yeah, let me talk real quickly about that though. Break the margin was way too slim for me.
Oh,
right?
It definitely was.
Yeah. And this highlights my point about the two-party system being a fucking joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. It forces people to pick a side when there should be no side picked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the side they should be on is the American people's side.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're on their own side, and whatever big business pays them. You know, whatever big business pays.
Freak 5 showed me something. He sent me a photo. He sent, I don't know, this isn't you didn't send this to your grandfather, Freak 5, I'm guessing, but it's like a joke puzzle, and it shows Trump's face, like one of those jigsaw puzzles, right?
Mm.
And it shows Trump, and then as you're making it, it like forms Biden's face instead of Trump. It's pretty funny, man. And then it's like the grandfather sent a text message, "Is this your idea of a joke?" And he's like, "Yeah, LOL." You aren't coming here for Christmas. Your grandfather is furious, is what it says. It's pretty funny. So, yeah, go ahead. We were talking about Herschel Walker. But, yeah, this illustrates the point why it needs to be. We need more parties. The two-party system is not working.
So close, and that man is obviously crazy.
Yes.
Like, he's obviously brain damaged.
Yeah. I don't know about brain damage, but there's something definitely wrong with him.
He took a lot of hits. There is CRT damage.
CTE? Probably. You're probably right, Brake. I mean, he was talking about werewolves and vampires, and I was like, first of all...
He was basically recapping the plot of Fright Night.
No, but he never even did that right, because he was talking about, did you guys know a werewolf can kill a vampire? I'm like, when did that ever happen in Fright Night where a werewolf killed a vampire? Never happened. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this guy's dumb.
Didn't it happen, like, in one of the Underworld movies?
But the vampires were more powerful than the werewolves were. I don't know.
What was it, Underworld?
Yeah, Underworld. That's a completely different thing than Fright Night. Like, fuck.
So he probably watched two movies and combined them or something. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's not in it, but, I mean, there are other crazy people that still got in, but... We didn't need another fucking crazy person.
No.
My other one goes to, and this one's been controversial because of, you know, obviously, she hates America and whatever because she decided to kneel during a basketball game. Brittany Griner's finally coming home after spending, 10 months in hell?
Yeah. I have a different take on this break. I do think it's a sweeto that she's back. That's the good thing that came from this. But we had to give up one of the worst people ever in the exchange. So in my view, we could have. Why is it that Brittany Griner got released, but the other person, Weather, wasn't released.
It was Russia's offer.
Yeah, but we could have played hardball. We could have said, look, we'll give you this guy if you give us both of them.
Negotiations with Russia as far as prison transfer is basically take it or leave it.
Well,
if
look,
we didn't take it, she'd still be there, and that Marine would still be there.
No, I look, they didn't even try, Breakman. They didn't even say, look.
They've tried before with Russia.
Why did they even have Brittany Griner?
Because she had weed in her fucking luggage. That's why. She got a 10-year sentence because of fucking weed, which is ridiculous. And it was a kangaroo court, and you know, the list goes on and on.
It's Russia.
The bottom line is...
hard labor.
Right.
She was going to go to, a Siberian prison camp and do hard labor. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Right, I agree. And it was bullshit. And I'm glad she's home, there's no doubt. But now we've released one of the worst arms dealers known to mankind back to Russia, and we didn't get...
I bet it wasn't even the law. They just did that so they could do this instead.
I just think that we want
this vile criminal in Russia, so we're going to contrive this whole thing to have an excuse to get them back.
No, Freak Fire.
They wouldn't even take two for the other guy, for the Marine.
Yeah, well, I mean,
he's like too much of a high value. He's an American soldier.
They didn't even try, is my point, Breakman. I mean, I would have... Look.
How do we know they didn't try?
Because all reports indicate that we didn't even try. The offer was Brittany Griner in exchange for this prisoner. That was Russia's...
And that's what Russia offered, but I'm saying, do we know that we didn't make a counteroffer?
We did not make a counteroffer. Blinken basically said as much. He couldn't say... You couldn't exactly say those words, Breakman, but the writing's on the wall. We didn't even fucking try. We just jumped at the chance. And meanwhile, I don't know what's his name, Whelan, I believe is the last name of the Marine that's over there. That family's been suffering for, I think, 4 years now. Hmm. And it's like we could have tried better. And I don't think Trump tried when he was in office. And I definitely know that Biden didn't try. He's a weak...
Trump ignored him.
Yeah, Trump ignored him. And Biden's a weak-ass fucking president that wouldn't, you know, just... It's feckless. He's a fucking zombie. Well, I mean, I guess this is the best that we can...
I think you're giving Russia too much credit here, though.
Dude, I'm telling you. And then, you know, we could have put pressure on them big time. We could have said, look, it's not you take this deal. This is the deal we're giving you, and if you don't accept it, we're going to give you more sanctions. And the sanctions, by the way, are starting to hurt. So either you take this deal that we're giving you, this is a one-time shot, we're going to give you this fucking piece of shit that you want so bad, this arms dealer, if you give us both of them. And if you don't take it, we're going to do the sanctions, because we hold the power. Not you. Russia doesn't hold power over the United States like we hold power over
them. Yeah, but they hold the hostage is the point. Like, they could kill the hostage.
Go ahead and try that. Go ahead and try that, because NATO will be all over that. And you want to talk about sanctions. Then we're talking about... You're going to isolate yourself from the rest of the world, basically. Mm-hmm. Period. Yeah, no.
They always have China support.
Well... We can work on China at that point too. We can say, China, don't fucking do it. Don't do it. Otherwise, we're not going to export. We're not going to import from you, because we all know that everything comes from China that we enjoy. Now, that would hurt us a little bit, right?
See, you're missing one thing, though, Frank. A lot of our debt, the national billions, they keep...
Goes to China. I know. I understand that.
So, but at any point, they could come collecting. So, your whole
they could try.
Blow up in our face.
They could try. But who has the number? Again, we talked about defense spending earlier. Who has the biggest...
Our credit score was lowered under Obama. Imagine what will happen if we did that.
Well, I'm just saying, Breakman, I mean, if we want to play this game, I mean, I think the fact that we have the biggest military presence in the world says we're the big dogs on the block. I hate the fact that we're like that, Breakman, but if we spend all those billions, Why can't we fucking flex our muscle a little bit in this? We do it with every other country. We do it with Syria. We do it with the Congo. We do it with Somalia. We do it with fucking Yemen. Who else do we? Mexico, we lord over. Canada is like nothing to us. Like, we do this with everybody. Why can we not do it with Russia?
Well, part of the problem is they've ignored Russia for so long.
I agree. I totally agree.
The Republicans especially, a lot of them are in the pockets of Russian investors, for God's sake.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, remember, what was it, like, 6 years ago or 7 years ago, Mitt Romney's like, our biggest threat's Russia.
And everybody laughed. Yeah, everybody laughed at that. And you know, I don't like Mitt Romney because he's got a lot of conservative principles that I don't like. You know, he's also a fucking bigot and a racist. I agreed with him then, Brakeman. Yeah. And by the way, Obamacare, as it's known now, was actually Romney Care. Right. That was Romney's bill. So, you know. But I don't think Russia's that bright, Freak 5 says. If they were smarter, they would have chosen a smarter stooge than Trump, someone that could have gotten reelected in 2020.
I think they've pivoted to DeSantis. He's the smarter stooge. So.
Yeah. All right, Eric, I didn't see a Sweeto on yours, so I'm just going to go straight to mine. This is going to be a shocker. Remember we were talking about Republicans that won't say shit about Trump? Mitch McConnell actually threw some shade at Trump when it came to the Constitution comment. And I wasn't impressed because, I mean, I think that's the bare minimum, right? Mm-hmm. And I do have to say he didn't mention Trump by name, but he said anybody that wants to terminate the Constitution is probably not going to be the president in 2024. So that it was a direct shot at Trump, but he should have just said Trump, and that would have made his statement all the much more powerful, right?
But the thing is, like, just like every other one of them, if Trump becomes the
I was just about ready to say that they will all fall in line if he's the nominee. I mean, not one of them is going to denounce him. Not one of them is going to mention, including Mitch McConnell, is not going to mention his constitution, which is bullshit, because they all should. And they all say, look, he's not my choice. I might vote for him, but he might send some messages to his constituency. Look, he did say he was going to terminate the Constitution. I'm just saying, not saying he is, but he did say it. So that way he's never going to be president again. But they won't. They'll fucking fall in line. You're right. You're right, Brakeman. You're right.
It's disgusting.
It is. It's gross.
Look what happened the first time with him. Like, people like Ted Cruz, like, he mocked his wife. He called his father, like, a terrorist.
Oh, yeah. And he just, he fucking phone banked for, one of the funniest pictures ever is when Ted Cruz phone banked for Trump because he forced him to, Trump forced him to phone bank. He said, get in line and phone bank for me. And guess what Trump did? Cruz did. He phone banked for Trump. It was the funniest thing I think I've ever seen. It shows you what kind of character he has, but, you know. All right, we got to move on. Anything else you want to say on that break?
No, I'm disgusted by people who called themselves Americans and patriots, but didn't speak up.
I agree. The Constitution should be the prize of all prizes, right? The sacred document of the land. And the founding fathers were very thoughtful when they created that document.
And some of those people like to yell about their Second Amendment and First Amendment rights a lot.
Right, I do. I'm number one saying that on this show, big time.
But you weren't. But you were up in arms about it. I'm saying to people who weren't up in arms about it.
Right.
Right. When the next time there's a mass shooting, those are the same people that are going to say, it's not the guns.
Right.
We got a Second Amendment right. You support a guy who's going to end the Constitution.
Well, I've even
talked. Second Amendment right.
Right. What? So you're not even going to have that Second Amendment, Republicans, MAGA. You might not have that right soon. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind if Trump ever becomes president again. All right. Let's move on to happier things. It's a free for all. All right, it's round two of our worst ever movie tournament bracket, whatever you want to call it. And this is a ton of fun. I think we've had more fun with this one than a lot of them. But are you having fun, Eric?
Mostly.
Yeah. I am. I know. I'm saying with this tournament, are you having fun? He's like,
maybe not as much as you, because I haven't seen much of these movies.
I'm having a great time with this, and I know Break is, but maybe you will have a little better time this week, Eric.
I'll let Eric choose what bracket we start with.
Oh, okay.
We have the drama bracket, we have the comedy bracket, the action bracket, and the horror bracket.
Let's start with horror. Let's go up, down, start.
Okay. We'll go from bottom to the top here.
As soon as it starts responding to me, come on, scroll down. Jesus Christ. this is stupid. It's not doing anything. It's just.
You want me to start then?
If you want to, because it's not responding, it's just sitting
there. Okay, we'll start at the very bottom here. We have House of the Dead versus Blair Witch 1. And Break, who do you want to start first on this one?
I'll go ahead and start with this one. Your description of House of the Dead made me change my vote last week. But Blair Witch, I've never been more disappointed in a movie in my life. Like, because the first, like, hour of the movie, like, it felt like they were building up to something good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then it kept building up and kept building up, and then all of a sudden it was over.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah. So I got to go with Blair Witch. What about you, Frank?
God, these are both horrible movies, but I agree with you, Breakman. I think Blair Witch is shitty. I think it's a shitty movie, and it's exalted as like one of the greatest horror movies ever, and I see it on top 10 list all the time of greatest horror movies, and I'm like, were you guys watching the same movie I watched? And I know House of the Dead is fucking awful, especially when, like I said, you're interspersing.
It's gonna cost money, freak. I can't just watch these somewhere.
Yeah. But House of the Dead is pretty bad as well, Breakman.
Yeah.
Especially when you're interspersing the game within this movie for some weird reason, like it's fucking awful. But I'm with you. I'm going with Blair Witch. Eric, what do you are you in agreement or you think?
I'm gonna vote for House of the Dead because based on the. There used to be a mini podcast series along with the podquisition with Jim Sterling and then Jim Sterling, there's Stephanie now, and Connor and Samarino do. And they basically reviewed it by just giving a summary of the film and sound like the most worst thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah. Freak 5 does bring up a good point, Eric. I mean, a lot of the services like Tubi or Pluto has a lot of these movies on it, so. If you're interested.
Give me a list of things that are streamable, at least.
I don't know, because I don't know where they're streamable, Eric, but I know I've seen them on streaming services. But Pluto and Tubi are free services that you can watch a lot of these movies on, for sure. So, Blair Witch moves on. Do you need me to write...
There's also Freevee.
Yep, Freevee as well. You need me to type these in, Break, or...
Oh, a certain scroll. I'm down the action bracket.
Crackle's
in the bracket. Here we go.
Crackle as well. Crackle's free.
Okay.
So.
So Blair Witch moves on.
Yes.
Nice witch wrong. Jesus Christ. Next we have, since I'm going upwards, Paranormal Activity versus Resident Evil. Frank, you start this one.
I hate both of these movies. I think Paranormal Activity is just as bad as Blair Witch. Nothing ever happens. Except at the very end, something happens at the very, very end of it.
Here's a jump scare. Ooh.
Yep, there's a jump scare. But Resident Evil, to me, is one of the worst pieces of shit I think I've ever seen. Had nothing to do with the mansion. Had basically nothing to do with anything in the series. They went their own direction. The direction was shitty. The editing is awful. I mean, I could go on and on why Resident Evil is one of the worst movies I think I've ever seen. And I know I get tons of pushback and disagreement, but I think I'm sticking to my guns here. As bad as Paranormal Activity is, at least there's one good movie in the series called Marked Ones, which I liked quite a bit. But Resident Evil for me goes on Break.
Well, since we know I'm going to protect Resident Evil and go Paranormal Activity, which is basically an hour and a half of nothingness, you know, just you're watching a video of people, like, sleeping in bed or some shit. Like, wasn't that, I think that one movie, like, the third one was just, like, literally their bedroom.
Yeah. Well, the first one was them just watching them sleep a lot, which was, like, bad. So, yeah, I agree. It's pretty bad, but I don't know.
Eric, you're the tiebreaker.
I'll vote for Paranormal Activity.
Because, oh, you son of a bitch, Eric.
This is the most boring movie I've ever seen.
It's pretty boring. I'm not going to lie. At least there's some action scenes in Resident Evil, but I still think Resident Evil sucks. And
like, fast-forwarding through Paranormal Activity, it's like, is it paused? No, I'm fast-forwarding.
And you know what's funny is they fast forward in that movie. they fast forward the footage in the movie, so it's like,
about that. Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty bad. I can't be too mad at that, but Resident Evil definitely deserved to move on. Fuck you guys. Anyways, go on.
Next, we have the movie you guys were arguing about all episode. I don't know if you finally stopped arguing on this one, but Season of the Witch versus Velocipastor, which is the stupidest name for a movie ever. The Velocipastor. Like, that'd be a terrible comic book name.
Mm.
You know? Just, why? Why did that happen? Eric, you start this one.
I think I'm going to vote for Velocipastor, despite not having seen it, because even though I saw Season of the Witch, I think there were some neat ideas that they just couldn't follow through on.
I'll go next. I didn't see Velociraptor, and if Season of the Witch was the one that we saw, it was okay, I guess. I wasn't really blown away by it, but I saw, like, the cover art for Velocipastor on one of the streaming services. That was enough to make me vote for it. So,
Velocipastor. Well, your vote is definitely well served, Breakman, because Velocipastor is Veloci shit. Because it sucks so bad, and this is exactly as bad as what you... I didn't even give a synopsis of it, but it's basically a pastor that turns into a Velociraptor because reasons in the movie. Yeah, and it's bad. It's really bad. So, yeah.
Like, that's the bargain bin of the comic store, and nobody wants that shit. Next, we have the I Know Who Killed Me.
Oh, by the way, guys, there's going to be a Velocipastor 2.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Sorry. I had to break that news to you guys.
Why?
Yes. I know. I know.
How does that happen?
Ugh, I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway, I Know Who Killed Me versus a remake of Halloween by Rob Zombie. I guess I'll start this one. I Know Who Killed Me is one of the stupidest movies I've ever seen. Lindsay Lohan is one of the worst actors I've ever seen. Just everything about it was abysmal in every way. And I didn't see the Halloween remake, but I gotta go, I Know Who Killed Me. Eric, what do you want?
I'm going to vote for Halloween, because I don't think Rob Zombie's ever made a good movie.
That's not true, Eric.
I he's like made, The House of Thousand Corpses.
He's made a couple of good movies.
House of a Thousand Corpses, but, like, his portfolio is pretty bad.
Okay, so I'm the tiebreaker on this one, I guess, Break. I Know Who Killed Me is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Halloween is on a different level, because Rob Zombie managed to fucking mangle one of the greatest horror movies of all time in every conceivable way possible. He got the fucking boy wrong. All of his casting choices were wrong, including Malcolm McDowell, the great Malcolm McDowell, who can be heard in this movie saying, "Michael, Michael," so monotone so many times that I wanted to for somebody to shoot him in the movie and get it done and over with.
Who did Rob Zombie's wife play? Because she's in every fucking movie he does.
She was actually decent in this movie, I guess. But she's terrible. She's gotten better. I can't say
Well, she couldn't have got worse.
Yeah, I agree. But Halloween has to take it for me, Break. I'm sorry, I know Who Killed Me is awful. But Halloween deserves special recognition.
Eric, you want to pick the next bracket? We have drama, action, and comedy left.
Let's go with action.
Action, all right. I was scrolling up. I was wrong. Let's see. You want to start from the bottom, Frank?
Or you want to start from bottom is fine.
Okay. Batman Forever versus Battlefield Earth. Well, I have seen both of these turds of movies.
Yes.
Frank, you can start this one.
Oh, thanks, Breakman. I appreciate that for passing the buck. God, Batman Forever is pretty bad, but I do like Val Kilmer. He wasn't the worst thing in the world as Batman. Battlefield Earth is definitely a worse movie. There's no question in my mind. Battlefield Earth had, it was supposed to be the sci-fi epic, you know, of biblical proportions that went on and on and on via the book. But the book is just as awful as the movie. But the movie is worse, which I didn't think was possible. Battlefield Earth for me, man, it was just god awful.
I like Buttfield Earth more like, but I'm voting for that because at least there was some camp with Batman Forever.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you. Battlefield Earth was it was boring mostly, and John Travolta wore the worst costume ever. And this whole story, like they conquered the Earth, and like we're supposed to be, you know, human, rooting for the humans, but we spend most of the time looking at John Travolta and his ugly dreadlocks.
Yep.
Talking to other aliens about stuff that we don't get.
Yeah,
to
and about. They're like joking around, like they have a sense of humor as aliens that match, are supposed to match you. I mean, it was just, yeah, there's, oh God, Battlefield Earth is, whew, is it something else?
Yeah, that's one of those abysmal movies that should have never been made. Speaking of movies that should have never been made, Mortal Kombat Annihilation versus Batman the Killing Joke. I will go ahead and start with this one. I hate Mortal Kombat Annihilation, but Batman the Killing Joke's offensive. I gotta go with the Killing Joke. What about you, Eric?
Killing Joke.
Frank?
Oh, wow. You guys really surprised me. I mean, at least Killing Joke has decent voice acting, man. Mortal Kombat Annihilation is an abomination to filmmaking, man. I can't believe you both picked Killing Joke over Annihilation, man. Annihilation is one of the worst movies ever made. What's wrong with you guys? All right.
Killing Joke is too. That's the point.
God. Killing Joke is not that bad.
It's moving on, but yeah, like the Killing Joke's just, like, they dwell way too much on the rape, for one thing.
Bruce has got some weird fetishes. That's all I can say.
Yeah, and like the relationship with Batwoman, like this, or cat, or shit, Batgirl is supposed to be, I guess, like, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, exciting or something. It just comes off as kind of creepy. To me, like, isn't he old enough to be your father?
Yeah.
Anyway, next we have Van Helsing versus Dragon Ball Evolution. Eric, go ahead. I know what you're going to say, I think.
Dragon Ball Evolution is a turd. I'm voting for it. I've never even seen Van Helsing.
Don't do it. Save yourself the time.
Yeah.
Frank?
It's Dragon Ball Evolution, man. This is easy.
It's,
I mean,
60 minutes compared to whatever Van Helsing is, but it's like a 60 minutes of
crap. Van Helsing is a terrible movie, no doubt.
Maybe,
but
maybe that's what he was watching, because they have werewolves versus vampires in that movie. Maybe that's what he was. Mm-hmm. That's what Herb Walker was watching.
Yeah, exactly.
Confused it with Fright Night.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Van Helsing, you said? Ooh.
No, I said Dragon Ball Evolution, man.
What's that?
Dragon Ball, for sure.
Oh, you said Dragon Ball?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I don't have to be a tiebreaker. Okay, phew. Because I don't know.
What were you gonna pick, though, Breakman?
I don't know. That's a hard one.
You have to pick. You have to pick.
I think Dragon Ball Evolution isn't as long as Van Helsing. Yeah. Van Helsing kind of felt like it was forever.
Well, I mean, any movie that's shitty, it feels like it's forever.
But Dragon Ball.
I kind of wish X-Men Origins Wolverine was on here, because I'd like to pit it against X-Men 3.
I could only get so many movies. It sucks.
Hey, Freak Five, where can I see that movie?
Scene
can...
with the blob. Like, what is this in this movie for? Why is this happening?
Yeah, Freak Five, where can we see that movie streaming? If we can, I'd like to watch it. I like watching shitty movies, apparently. But all right,
well, what are we? Speaking of shitty movies, Double Dragon versus X-Men 3 X-United. Mm. I guess I'll go ahead and start this one. Double Dragon's one of the worst movies I've ever seen, but yeah. X-Men 3 killed my favorite character in the first 5 seconds of the fucking movie. So X-Men 3 for me. Frank?
I'm going Double Dragon because at least there was some... I mean, with X-Men 3, there's some eye candy in there. Breakman.
Have that really cool bridge scene.
Yeah, and the bridge scene. But I mean, I agree. X-Men 3 is an abomination.
It also has the memeable "I'm the Juggernaut"
bit. Yeah, yeah. Double Dragon is fucking for me. Double Dragon. So that means Eric is the tiebreaker.
I'm going for Double Dragon.
Yeah. I'm losing every battle today.
Dog shit Dragon is more like.
I've lost more than my share of battles. Break. I mean,
was the Alyssa Milano that was in that.
Yeah.
Like, why was she in that movie and what's going on? Like, what? It's got the simplest fucking concept and they screws up. Anyway, that leaves drama and comedy. Which one do you want to do, Eric?
I'm going to go with comedy.
Comedy, all right. We're going to start from the bottom again, and we're going to start with the Jetsons movie, which is one of the most boring pieces of shit I've ever seen, versus Freddy Got Fingered. I'll go ahead and start. I just said the Jetsons is boring, but I'd rather be bored than watch Freddy Got Fingered. Eric?
Yeah, fuck Freddy Got Fingered.
Yeah, Frank. This is disappointing to me because I do like Tom Green. I actually met Tom Green in Las Vegas, and he's such a cool dude. But that movie's so disappointing. Nice movie. And I love the Tom Green Show. I think you guys like the Tom Green Show, right? Like pretty funny.
There's the problem with the movie, though. It was basically a Tom Green Show, but it was better. Tom Green was better as a series of skits.
Yeah.
The whole movie.
Freddy Got Fingered is just fucking god awful. I agree with you guys 100%. Freddy Got Fingered is the worst movie.
Well, that's one of the few ones we've actually agreed on this one. Next, we have Mrs. Doubtfire versus Men in Black 2. Eric, you can start this one.
Men in Black 2, because I've never seen it and I've never had a desire to see it.
Right? Okay, it's Mrs. Doubtfire by a landslide. As much as I hate the Men in Black franchise, I can't stand Mrs. Doubtfire. I think Mrs. Doubtfire is one of the most overrated pieces of shit I have ever seen, bar none. Mrs. Doubtfire, Breakman.
I think the only sequel probably worse than Men in Black 2 was Highlander 2.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty bad. Although I think Men in Black 2 is worse, but...
You could argue, what about Men in Black 3 or 4?
They're all bad.
It was okay. Like, they tried to go back with the original formula of the first one. It was just okay. But 2 was just like... For God's sakes, they put Rip Torn in a waifu scene. Like, he's doing, like, martial arts and shit, and, like, the dude's in his 70s, and it was just like, oh my god, what the fuck is this? All that said, Mrs. Doubtfire was fucking boring. At least Mrs. in Black 2 wasn't boring. And it was creepy, and it wasn't funny, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. It was terrible. Yeah. It sends all the wrong messages. It's like, oh, if you lose your kids, just pretend to be a woman, and you could get back in their lives, you know? Like, it's just awful, awful movie, man. I'm so happy.
Okay, I'm changing my answer then.
I'm so happy that you agree with me, Breakfan, on Mrs. Doubtfire, because nobody... And I mean, nobody I've ever talked to has had nothing but good things to say about that movie. And I'm like, you guys are watching a different movie than what I'm watching, because it's fucking awful.
And I'm a Robin Williams fan. I love Robin Williams. I was
See, I'm not... I as a person, I like him more in serious roles. Yeah, I just don't think he's that funny, but that movie just blows, man. Just awful. It's not funny at all. Ooh, Drive by Fruity.
Terrible idea, terrible concept, and yep. Yep. Next we have... Oh, God. The Garbage Pail Kids movie versus Bucky Larson. Wow. I guess I'll go ahead and start. The Garbage Pail Kids for me movie. Like, I don't even know why they fucking made the movie. And they made them like aliens, like refugee aliens, and most of them were dead now and stuff like that. They kind of made it... It was supposed to be a comedy, but the movie was kind of sad and depressing. Bucky Larson was just stupid. I'm going to go with Garbage Pail Kids for me, Frank.
I'm going Bucky Larson because Bucky Larson is one of the few movies... I mean, I didn't see it in theaters, and thankfully I didn't. But it was one of the few movies I've seen at home and couldn't finish. I'm more of an artist myself, so I'd like to watch things from start to finish. I've never walked out of a movie in a theater. I was close on one, which I believe is still in this list. But Bucky Larson is one of the most god-awful pieces of shit I've ever seen that I could not finish. I found no even artistic value in that movie at all. So for me, it's Bucky Larson.
There's tons of movies I've turned off. Like, no, I'm done with this piece of
shit. I can't find myself. I mean, I do it way more at home. Like, at the movie theater, I've never done it. Never.
The only time I ever really wanted to walk out was Freddy Got Fingered, and I just couldn't because somebody else is driving.
Yeah.
That was the only time I just want, like, no, I want to go do something else. This is, can I go back to the arcade or something?
I know.
Anyway, Eric, you're the tiebreaker.
Probably going to vote for Bucky Larson because, like, the Garbage Trail Kids just sounds like a ill-advised idea rather than a bad movie.
No, it's both. It's both.
There's but you're not doing bad in picking Bucky Larson.
It was bad everything.
Yeah, it's they're both probably two of the worst. Bucky
Larson moves on.
Yeah,
I'm losing everything today.
No, you're not losing everything.
Big Fat Greek Wedding versus Bad Santa, and I'm gonna go ahead and start. I never saw Big Fat Greek Wedding. Goddamn, I can't even say the name of it. But fuck Bad Santa. Bad Santa was one of those movies that all my friends told me was hilarious, and I got to see it and stuff like that. And 20 minutes into the movie, I'm like, is this the same movie?
I walked out of that movie.
Oh, Mrs. Brickman actually walked out of Bad Santa. In the theater. There you go.
I rented Bad Santa from Netflix.
Eric, you're next.
I'm voting for Bad Santa. That was a terrible time.
All right, Frank? You guys are both wrong. My Big Fat Greek Wedding is a worse movie because it's, for the most part, unfunny. There is that one scene in Bad Santa that I actually think is pretty funny, where he's fucking that chick and she's like, fuck me, Santa. I think that's one of the greatest lines in movie history. So you're both wrong. But Bad Santa moves on.
No, we majority rules, so we're both right.
You're wrong, but that's okay.
Next, we're going to move on to the drama bracket, where we are started last week. And I'm going to go to the bottom to the top. Sound of Music versus Tequila Sunrise. Tequila Sunrise had an A-list cast and still managed to be stupid and boring to me. But I still got to say Sound of Music. What about you, Eric?
Sound of Music, folk musicals.
Frank?
It's a trifecta. Sound of Music, I don't understand why people exalt musicals as much as they do. Maybe it's because they really like music, but I always felt like most musicals, there's a few exceptions, right? Most musicals are basically Hollywood versions of fucking theater, which if I want to see theater, I'll just go watch theater. I'll support actors and actresses in local theater. Sound of Music is up there with one of the worst I've ever seen, and I agree. I almost had those sentiments as well, Breakman, where you're like, I'm almost rooting for the fucking Nazis in this one, you know? But yeah.
I wasn't rooting for them to win the war, just to kill the family. That's
yeah.
all I want.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not.
And why is anything tied? Why is anything tied to World War II thought of as like an Oscar, you know? I mean, I understand like Schindler's List was awesome. That's one of the greatest movies I've ever seen. But like anything tied to Nazism is automatically considered an Oscar worthy fucking movie, and this was definitely not. So
I guess it's because Nazis are pretty universally bad guys.
I guess, but damn, not every movie made about, you know, World War II is like a fucking greatest thing ever. You know, it's like stupid, but
yeah, like I saw part of Pearl Harbor and I was bored to tears.
Oh, Pearl Harbor sucked ass. That could have made this list. We should do a part two of this eventually. Yeah,
like that was one of those movies, like I said just a little bit ago, there's tons of movies I've stopped watching. Pearl Harbor's definitely one of them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I got something else to do. Next we have Castaway versus Perfect Storm. So these are both yours, Frank, so you get to choose first.
Okay. Castaway is a complete pointless piece of shit that everybody saw coming from a mile away, the ending.
Wilson!
Yeah.
Wilson!
And it wasn't a referendum on mental health. It wasn't. It was just awful. But remember how I said I've never walked out on a movie ever at the theaters? To this day, that holds true. I've seen every awful movie imaginable in the theater, and I've never gotten up. Perfect Storm was as close to me getting up and out of the theater. That was the only movie I can ever remember thinking, I want to be anywhere but here right now. I want people to poke my eyes out with fire pokers rather than watch this.
Hoping that you have to go to the bathroom so you have an excuse to at least leave the theater.
Yes. Perfect storm.
I got explosive diarrhea. I'll be back.
Yep.
And credits are rolling.
Holy fuck. Perfect Storm is one of the worst, if not the worst movie I've ever seen. It's got to be Perfect Storm, Breakman, without question.
Eric, you go next.
No, I haven't seen either of these. Perfect Storm sounds like it's worse than Castaway.
Castaway, like Frank just said, you could see the ending coming from a fucking mile away. As soon as the movie started, like, oh, he wrecks, so good. Well, he's going to be the only survivor, we know that. He's going to be living off of whatever supplies he finds in there, and oh yeah, he's going to be there so long his wife's going to move on, and his friends and family, you know, everything's going to be changed and different. And it's supposed to tug at your heartstrings and stuff like that, but when you know what's coming... I don't hate Castaway. I think the whole, like, Wilson thing was pretty funny, actually. Like, him talking to the ball. So I'm going to go Perfect Storm.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement, man. Perfect Storm is the perfect piece of shit. Sucks. It should win this whole thing, man. That's my candidate to win the whole thing, Perfect Storm, by the way.
Well, unfortunately, I have seen both of these. The Breakfast Club versus Grease. I will go first. Talked about shitty musicals. Grease comes to mind very quickly. Sound of Music first, but Grease is really high up there. Maybe right behind Cats, I guess.
I haven't seen Cats, and I want to.
No. I've seen some of the music pieces, and yeah, not so much. But The Breakfast Club took characters, actors that I actually liked, like Emilio Estevez, and made me root for the teacher to bust all the little shits, because they're just being bad little kids, essentially. And we're supposed to root for the underdogs type scenario, but I just didn't feel that way. I just didn't like them. I gotta go Breakfast Club. Frank?
I'm going Grease, and I'll tell you why. Because everybody holds Grease up to be this sacred cow movie, musical, which Bernie's looking at me with evil eyes, and I don't give a shit, Bernie. Grease is a worst piece of shit musical. I think it's even worse than fucking Sound of Music. It's that fucking bad.
How dare you?
It fucking blows.
Sound of Music is the devil.
I'm going with Grease, and you know what? I don't normally try to influence my fellow RP grinders.
You don't have to. I'm already saying Grease.
Oh, yes! Grease moves on! Grease moves on! Grease sucks ass. Grease is one of the most worst movies. It's an abomination to fucking musicals, and it should never, ever be mentioned as far as great musicals go. Ever. Ever. It's awful. It sucks. I'm glad.
We'll find out what Grease is going to go up against next, because we have the last category, last competition today with It's a Wonderful Life versus Crash.
Oof.
Eric, I think you've gone first the least, so you go first.
I've seen Crash. It was boring as shit, so I'm voting for Crash.
You talk about boring, I'm going to go next. There is nothing on this planet more boring than 42 hours of It's a Wonderful Life, or however long that movie goes on. I think it's technically like 3 hours, but it feels like 7 or 8 hours. Like you see his whole life, essentially, him growing up, and it's like, God, why is this guy so fucking important?
Oh, break, man! You bring so much joy, man. I love it. So I'm taking it. You're going with the Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. I hate that movie.
You know what? I picked Crash as one of the worst movies, and it's the only Academy Award winner on here, I believe, unless Grease somehow managed to take some type of award for some reason.
Well, there were other Academy Award winners, but they're already gone.
Okay, all right. This is a tough one.
Actually, there's only one musical that I've ever liked, and that's Sweeney Todd, but that's it.
Oh, Eric, you should watch Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's great. You want to see a good musical? That's a great musical.
Or, you know, the Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors is great as well. Those two I would definitely think those are worthy of your attention. Watch Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's great. And it's got great music and it's fun.
Musical. I recommend the South Park movie.
Well, that's good too, but a fucking Rocky Horror Picture Show is a great movie. But okay, this is really tough because I think Crash is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Obviously, Breakman, I think you won me over with your comments, man. You have to endure this movie every fucking year, whereas Crash, you could just fucking forget about and, like, never watch again after you've seen it. It's a Wonderful Life is a fucking piece of shit movie that people, for some reason, think is awesome. It's along the lines of, like, Grease and every other fucking piece of shit movie on here that we got that people love for some reason. I think I'm going to pick It's a Wonderful Life because, like you said, it's like a marathon. Like, you have to watch it, like, incessantly over Christmas. Yeah. Like it's one of the greatest things that people have ever made. Like, it's not even a well-shot movie.
I feel like A Christmas Story is, like, the antithesis of It's a Wonderful Life. Like, only they overplay it because they play it almost all the entire day on.
Yeah, but at least like Christmas Story is like funny at points and kind of cool, you know, and you can watch it. It's enjoyable.
Oh, yeah, by the way, they're making a new one.
It's already out.
Ralph's already out.
Yeah. And it's okay.
Ralph's the dad now.
Yeah. But I think It's a Wonderful Life moves on Breakman just because you are almost it's almost required watching every Christmas, right?
It's supposed to be this feel-good movie, but you're just watching this sad sack's life, and you're just like,
why does he deserve it?
Like,
yeah.
I don't care if he gets with that girl or not.
Right,
like,
I agree.
Don't really like these people.
I agree. And now it gets to go up against Grease for a quarterfinal appearance. So, we have some turd movies. The only one I disagree with so far, like being this far, is Bad Santa. But other than that, like
this one's gonna be good. Double Dragon versus Dragon Ball Evolution.
I saw that, man. That's a great one, man. And I disagree with Killing Joke going so far. I think Mortal Kombat Annihilation is an abomination.
I wish Mortal Kombat was somewhere else in this category now.
I know,
because I would have voted for it if it was anything else but Killing Joke.
I don't think Killing Joke's the worst movie ever. I think it's
not. There are parts of it that aren't bad. It's just that the exploitation part.
Yeah,
of it
is, I know. I know what you're talking about. I mean, it's worthy of moving on, but against Mortal Kombat Annihilation, goddamn, man, like oof. But we got some man. Look at our horror movies that are left, man. We got some real fucking winners, man. Like Jesus Christ, some shitty ass fucking movies, man.
Oh,
holy
man.
Shit.
Paranormal Activity versus Blair Witch, the two biggest offenders of nothing ever happened.
Yep, I know. It's funny how that works out, man. But yeah, we're going to have fun with this, man. This is a great tourney, man. I love it, man. But all right, we're at the end here. Let's do our plugs and get the fuck out of here so we can eat. Breakman, your
it's
plugs?
It's only 9 o'clock, too. Holy shit, we went to like 9:30 last week.
I know.
I mean, we had
a much smaller list this time.
Yeah,
that's why I only did one stinko last week, and I was okay with doing several this week. You can follow me at Marpy Grinders on Twitter. I think I'm on under 24 hours left on the suspension.
So. No wonder you haven't been tweeting. I was wondering, Break.
Well, I got one of the slaps last week because I was arguing with I forget who I was arguing with, but. It was either a Nazi or a rapist or something like that. You know, one of the regulars on Twitter.
Right, right. And of course, you're the one that gets the suspension, not the other way around, right?
Right. Well, whoever it was, they're probably saying something racist. So I said something smart aleck and got the slap. And I'm like, you know what, Elon Musk, and I went fucking off on him. They're like, I got like immediately back, delete this tweet.
Oh, God. Out. Yeah, you mention Elon Musk's name and you get delete, you know.
I think I called him cunt, motherfucker, a bunch of other swear words. I think I called him about everything.
Yeah, well, good for you, man. That's worthy suspension, in my view.
It was worth it.
Oh man, I need to. So anyway, where do I
be back
then, Freak anyway. 5? Where do I get that, man? French Toast Bastard Brew. That sounds good, man. Well, not the bastard part of it, but the French toast part of it sounds good.
Yeah, I want the French toast.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Eric, your plugs, please.
You can find my written reviews on BostonBasherBrigade.com, or you can listen to my audio reviews on the feed for the podcast, which is on podbean.rpgrinders.com.
Yeah.
And then if you like either of those, you can go to my Patreon and support me there. As little as $1 a month or however much you want for one time. That would be helpful. And the link to that is in my Twitter profile, which is EricRPG.
All right. I'd like to plug Freak Five's OnlyFans, where he can be seen cosplaying as a bottle of beer. And you'll never want to guess where the hole for the beer to come out is at. So good job on that, Freak Five. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches, and you can, for at least for the time being. And you can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. And I also have another channel called Mexican Longhair, where you can see a bunch of shenanigans on that channel on YouTube. But other than that, I don't have anything else. You guys have anything else before we get out of here?
Actually, yeah, I'm reading this. That's not what Freak said. He said, remember that earlier in the show, Frank said he was talking about cream pies. He said, you're going to be eating a cream pie on the show today.
How dare you?
What's that, Frank? What's going on?
How dare you, break, man? I had a wicked fucking plug for Freak Five's OnlyFans, and here you are fucking it all up. You fucking piece of shit, you fucker. Anyways, I think that's about it for today, unless you guys got anything else.
Mm-hmm.
All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Freak Five is exiled. So is Breakman for being a son of a bitch. 'Cause he's a piece of shit, and so is Breakman.